To some people, happiness means having someone to share their happiness with. Commentator Judy Muller says finding that person has become harder than ever.
Some enchanted evening, yes, you might still meet a stranger across a crowded room, or just as likely on the crowded internet. But wherever, however you meet, you must eventually have an answer to the question, red or blue. The political divisions are now so deep that any single person must warily ferret out this touchy but telling issue early on in the dating process. Otherwise, you may find yourself falling for someone, only to have him suddenly say, "They're going to find those WMDs yet. Just you wait." Or on the other side, "I just love that Michael Moore, don't you?" In courtship terms, these are known as deal-busters, and because of the nature of wooing, they might come along after you've wasted considerable time concentrating on more poetic issues. Lust, for example. And how do you bring it up, after all, in a romantic context? Say, honey, let me read you a few lines from the Patriot Act, and then wait for a reaction? There are no valentines that read, "Roses are red, violets are blue, I voted for Bush, how about you?" Love is supposed to be above petty politics, conquering all, as they say. But aside from the courageous and curious example of Mary Madeline and James Carville, the right and left now seem unbridgeable, at least in a romantic context. On the other hand, the thrill of realizing you are of like mind could be the aphrodisiac of our times. After a bit of foreplay, what do you say we privatize Social Security, sweetheart? There would be a climactic moment when you both realize, as one, you hate big government, too? Or for those couples singing the blues these days, you hate tax cuts for the rich, too? This, of course, is followed by a rush of pent-up emotion for the Kyoto Accords, for an end to gas drilling in the West, for, gasp, the First Amendment, or conversely, for the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms is suddenly in your arms, and you are one in your mutual loathing of those who would take it away from you. Never before has us versus them had such a powerful erotic appeal. There are strategies, of course, for figuring out where someone stands without being unromantically blunt. Checking out bumper stickers is a good place to start. Prepare for the rapture would not be a good bet for someone sporting one of those Darwin fish with little legs. Similarly, if you read The Nation and can quote Calvin Trillin's poems from memory, you might want to stay away from someone who has a copy of Soldier of Fortune on the coffee table. These are extreme examples, of course. For those with less obvious differences, perhaps there is some neutral ground where love can flourish. No Child Left Behind, for example. Plenty of wiggle room there. In other words, if you can't find a lover to match, create a place where red and blue disappear and dissolve into a new shade of purple, and call it passionless.
Commentator Judy Muller is an ABC News correspondent and a professor of journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication. By the way, on this Valentine's Day, you do not need a match to satisfy your sweet tooth. You can find a recipe for a chocolate tart at NPR.org.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.